We had Brett Muller a little while ago paying his respects to the late Kevin Byrne, the former Cairns mayor, but he did mention at the end of the discussion about an amusing event that happened, and he said, ring Paul Gregory and ask Paul Gregory to talk about the story that involved David Farmer. Now, we're going to actually hear from Paul because he's just called in. This is timely too because Bob Manning may have memories of this particular event. Paul Gregory, good morning.
Hey, good morning, John. How are you? How are you, Bob?
Talking to the former Cairns councillor, Paul Gregory.
I'm good. I'm good, Paul. But I don't remember this event because I didn't hang
you
out.
You weren't there, mate.
I didn't hang out with you guys too much. I was only a young fella.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Now, the story, Paul.
Yeah, well, those people who know the top floor over the admin side, there's the mayor's office in one corner and the CEO's office in the other, and there's two meeting rooms, two quite large meeting rooms in between the two offices. And whenever you had to go over and see David Farmer back in the day that you could actually just wander around and do that sort of thing, he's in local government. If Kevin's door was closed, you know, oh, you'd say, oh, is Kevin this morning, David? And David said, no, don't poke the bear. Just the bear's door is closed, you leave the bear's door closed. Don't poke it. But anyway, this morning we'd been through that, and I'd gone over to sit down with David and talk something through. And Kev was in the office, and that magnificent voice was just tearing somebody to pieces on the phone. And it was pretty, you know what Kevin was like. He was very direct, and which is a polite way of putting it. But he was putting the cleaners through this person. And we soldiered on having our conversation with this loud noise going on in the background. And at the end of it, Kev finished the conversation and slammed the phone back down, crash into the cradle. And David, mid-sentence, stopped and said, you know, he said, one thing with Kev, you never have to say to him, are you sure, Kev? And it was perfect. It was just the timing and everything was perfect. And that's one thing you never had to do. He always had an opinion and you were allowed to know it. Yeah, no, I've got some great memories. One thing you'll take away, Bob, is a lot of memories, good, bad. Cringeworthy, fantastic, but just good memories, you know. Mm. Yeah, so it's a really sad time for the city, and and I know that there's another councillor at the moment ex-councillor is in some medical problems at the moment, and big shout out to him. It's a sad time for the city, but yeah. There was a legacy, and the legacy is in evidence around, not just in the beautiful gardens and all that, it was the commitment to the basic infrastructure that we need, like cleaner seas projects for the upgrades of wastewater treatment plants and the money that was invested into the water provision, you know, all the new reservoirs and that sort of stuff. There's a lot of things that most people take for granted, but they don't realise the importance of having that stuff in place. So, a great legacy left.
And I think, Paul, at this time, we all need to stop and think and judge fairly. I mean, the job
yes.
at the time gets very hard. The pressures are great.
Oh, terrible job.
Pressure on your family life is great. And it's very easy to be harsh in making a judgment on anything. But there are times when we should just stop and think and take stock and, you know, before we head off, we set the direction for the future.
That's right.
I think that's Kevin right. was a very, he was a strong mayor. He certainly, you didn't have to ask him, as you said a second time. could you repeat that or were you sure about that? Yeah. And I had a few laughs like that and walked out of the room shaking my head and thinking, geez, you know. But there were also some wonderful times of talking and meeting and discussing things. I'm where I am with John now, looking out the window at the convention centre, When the convention centre was first built there, Kevin and I were on the selection team. We were part of, we were heavily outnumbered by people from Brisbane, but we sat in judgment of that. Originally, the convention centre was going to go down onto Fogarty Park. Now, that would have been a terrible mistake. And when you look back on it now, you can see that. We wouldn't have been able to expand it.
Traffic,
it would have been too congested.
Yep.
But we went to Brisbane and we spent this day down there where they presented, the plans and the order they had them in, you know, in the competition. Anyway, the next morning I'm driving to the airport and I get a phone call from a public servant who tells me that I've just been sacked off the selection panel and the committee, and that Kevin Burns had the same treatment. So I thought this was highly humorous, but I couldn't work out what the hell's happened. So I rang up Kevin and he said, he'd had the phone call, and he said, apparently I said something to the media. Well, these meetings were all private and confidential, but you couldn't quieten Kevin down. We both had a laugh about it, I think, and then had a beer that afternoon to celebrate that we didn't have to go to those meetings anymore.
Yeah, well, one of the first lots of advice I was ever given was if you've got a disagreement with Kev, have it.
Yeah.
There and then.
Yes.
Don't do anything except have the conversation, because once it's done and dusted,
you're
back to tours again, you know?
Yep.
Exactly.
Right.
Yep.
And that was always the case.
Good on you, Paul. Really appreciate this contribution today. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, John. Thank you for the opportunity.
Paul Gregory, the former
Cairns
councillor.